brought to you by Penguin.
Grandmothers by Sally Vickers, read by Barbara Flynn. Nan Appleby, waiting for the kettle to boil in the kitchen of her fifth-floor flat, observed the signs of weather. The sky was a Turner palette of brooding colour. A storm looked to be brewing. Nan liked storms. She liked it that, so far, but who could say for how long, the weather still eluded the creeping control of humankind. Outside, the tops of the trees, which were at a level with her window, lifted and fell, and then lifted again, heralding the storm. In the oiled wool fisherman socks she wore for slippers, Nan carried her mug of tea back to bed and opened her laptop. Peace of mind funeral planning, she read with a sense of pleasant expectation. Act now to spare your loved ones the anguish of rising funeral costs. Nan was engaged in her favourite occupation, researching her own funeral. Only the other day she'd come across a tempting possibility, a firm offering a cut-price casket of Norfolk reed, a material that usually commanded a price that was high even in the exorbitant market of funeral services, and she was about to scroll through her search history to recover the details. On that same morning, at a later hour, Blanche Carrington woke in her comfortable mansion flat to an unlocatable sense of despair. The day, she divined, without bothering to go to the window, was an accomplice to this mood. The bedroom felt chilly. The boiler had given out, and the man had not called to see it as he had promised. Behind the heavy curtains, she heard the thin wail of a wind get up, and memory broke rudely in. All this only went to emphasise the misery induced by the dreadful row she'd had with her son, her only son, Dominic, the light of her life, as she had once held him. The faint whining sound outside seemed to bind her to these dark thoughts. Unwilling to leave the insulation of the down-filled duvet, Blanche turned on the bedside radio. "Storm Christina," she heard, was moving south. The motorists were recommended not to undertake needless journeys. Well, she wasn't going to make any journey if she could help it. She would quite happily stay where she was in bed for the rest of the year, for the rest of her life, if it came to that. Minnie Dyer woke to the sound of rain making a rousing kettle drum of the roof of the shepherd's hut that stood in Frank Fairbody's small holding and sighed contentedly. She especially liked it when it rained. The hut was cosy with her newly installed stove, and she had banked up the coals so they would smoulder overnight. The wilder the weather outside, the more she enjoyed her snug cocoon. She leant down from her bunk bed to fish up the book she'd set aside the night before. A long read, but, she'd been assured by the nice volunteer at her local library, a worthwhile one. She would finish the chapter she had started last night and then get cracking on the doll's dress. Summer Term. Chapter 1. It was Nan's day for collecting her grandson, Billy, from school. The storm had swept in splendidly while she was checking out the details of a willow coffin advertised as fashioned to fit around the living form. "Many of our satisfied clients," the blurb ran, "take home our lovely caskets and decorate them in their own unique and personal style, so family and friends can become acquainted with their loved one's chosen end-of-life journey." There were photos of caskets stuffed with flowers. Artificial ones, Nan judged. Detergent white lilies, electric blue delphiniums, and egg yolk daffodils, all mixed together, without regard to season, in shades that cheated nature's own. One of the featured pictures had a casket's intended content lying in an imitation of repose with a smug, would-be, seraphic smile. Now in raincoat and Wellingtons, Nan waited, with the assorted mothers, fathers, grandparents, the odd nanny, for the children of St. Monica's Primary to come out. They were let loose according to a system intended to allow...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?